Well, I'm gonna sing about a man we all know who parents preferred to ignore. A man who got jailed for touching his penis and touching nothing much more. The press became Nazis gone gas chamber mad and made him the Jewish German. And for this one fact, the parents attacked and they crucified poor Pee Wee Herman. Yes, they did. I say they who? They crucified old Pee Wee Herman. Well, they crucified Pee Wee, they crucified Christ, they crucified Dylan twice. Pee Wee was free, but now he's nailed to a tree. Sometimes free ain't a very good price. No, it ain't, but who's to blame? Now that cartoons aren't the same, children, who? Tell me who's to blame? Well, Pee Wee's name was really Paul, and acting was his lot. And with his flair for comedy, well, his future had a shot. He took a couple lesser jobs, but finally found his niche. And in the role of an overgrown kid, Paul Rubens, all soon was rich. Well, Paul, he cared for children, and children loved him back. His shows had chairs and globes that talked, and people white and black. He opened minds throughout the land, and it was sad to see that moms and dads were scared of Paul, because his mind was free. Yes, they were scared of Paul, because his mind was free. Well, they crucified Pee Wee, they crucified Christ, they crucified Dylan twice. But now he's nailed to a tree. Sometimes free ain't a very good price. No, it ain't, but who's to blame? Now that cartoons are the same, children, who? Tell me who's to blame? Well, Paul was just like me and you, except for how he looked. And just for being who he was, well, the police force got him booked. Framed, we may not learn, for most adults don't care. Yet still I wonder what it was that the cops was doing there. People do what they gotta do to get them through the day. Some stay home and drink a beer while others go and play. Some go driving in their trucks while some go hunting quail. But when Paul Rubens played that day, they threw his butt in jail. That's what I said. I said they threw his butt in jail. Well, they crucified Pee Wee and they crucified Christ. They crucified Dylan twice. Pee Wee was free, but now he's nailed to a tree. Sometimes free ain't a very good price. No, it ain't, but who's to blame now? Their cartoons are the same, children. Who? They played every Saturday morn, but with its Latin hunks and transvestite queens, it quickly gathered scorn. Integration was a goal to scare the status quo. The Smurfs, they'd say, at least they ain't gay, we'd better let Paul go. Now Pee Wee's name's become a joke, and something's funny true. But surely all our grins would fade if it happened to me or you. So sorry, children of the States, cartoons won't be the same. The freedom Pee Wee gave is gone and your parents are to blame. That's what I said. I said your parents are to blame. Well, they crucified Pee Wee, they crucified Christ, crucified Dylan twice. They crucified me if they thought I was free. Sometimes free ain't a very good price. No, it ain't. And they crucify you too if they only knew.